From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has struck a tentative deal with state legislators on erasing a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit, one that includes some major government downsizing. John Myers of member station KQED has more.
The deficit solution must be formally approved by the California legislature later this week. Governor Schwarzenegger called it a great accomplishment after weeks of intense negotiation.
We are protecting education, that education get fully refunded. We're also very happy that in this budget we make government more efficient.
The deal does add supplemental money to California schools in the future, but it relies on $9 billion in immediate education cuts. The budget cuts may also lead to the release of some prison inmates and the closure of several state parks. Local governments across California say the deal takes money away from police, fire, and public works, and it relies on money from new oil drilling off the California coast, the first of its kind in 40 years. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
President Obama said today that he would not take a surtax off the table in the escalating debate over how to pay for a new health care system that would cover millions of uninsured people. And the president told the NBC Today show why he is pushing hard for legislation before Congress's August recess.
If you don't set a deadline in this town, nothing happens. The default in Washington is inaction and inertia. And there's a reason why we haven't had health care reform in 50 years.
The president also said that people who are better off, like himself, should step up and help contribute to paying for the new system. Japan's prime minister dissolved parliament's lower house today in preparation for general elections. Polls suggest a major defeat awaits the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, which has held a largely unbroken lock on political power for a half century. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
With the dissolution of the House of Representatives, both the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and the opposition Democratic Party of Japan immediately began campaigning and holding rallies of their lawmakers. DPJ leader Yukio Hatoyama said party members should carry a sense of historic mission to what he called a revolutionary election scheduled for August 30th. Prime Minister Taro Aso apologized for chaos within the LDP and pledged that his party would make a fresh start. A poll published yesterday by the Mainichi Daily newspaper gave the DPJ a 56% to 23% lead over the LDP. The Asahi Daily newspaper made it 49% to 22%. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Prices opened mixed on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points to 88.94. The Nasdaq is down 7 points to 19.03. This is NPR News. A federal judge has ruled that CIA officials committed fraud while trying to protect a former undercover spy. According to court documents unsealed yesterday, Judge Royce Lamberth is considering sanctioning several people who have worked at the CIA. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The case known as Horn versus Huddle has been making its way through the courts for 15 years. It involves a former employee of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Richard Horn, who says the CIA illegally wiretapped his house in Burma back in the early 90s. Horn sued the then chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy, along with Art Brown, then the CIA station chief in Burma. The CIA has fought to get the case dismissed, arguing that Brown was undercover. Brown's cover was, in fact, lifted 7 years ago. The ruling, first reported by the Associated Press, comes as the CIA faces a number of accusations that the agency has lied to U.S. officials. CIA spokesman George Little declined to comment beyond this one-sentence statement. The CIA takes seriously its obligations to U.S. courts. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Watergate Hotel in Washington, made famous by the scandal that brought down President Richard Nixon, is on the auction block. Alex Cooper auctioneers start taking bids this morning on the Washington, D.C. landmark. Vice President Paul Cooper says hotel chains and developers in the U.S. and overseas have expressed interest in the property. A 30-day foreclosure notice expired last Thursday. It was sent to hotel owner Monument Realty last month after the company defaulted on its loan and listed an outstanding $40 million balance. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.